So I wanted to do this questionnaire, the you never forget your first questionnaire, because my first time was, I don't know, I'd call it unique. I was 15. I was a month after my 15th birthday, and it was with my then boyfriend and actually my current boyfriend. We have been in a relationship for over 3 years now. So, were you in love? Yeah, and we're still in love now. How long had we known each other? We had been dating for about a month. The thing is, we had actually started dating about an hour after I met him. We met in a high school theater program. I was a freshman and he was a senior, and I saw him and I was like, "Welp, I'm gonna date him." And I don't know, I just kind of turned up my flirting skills to 100, and an hour later we were head over heels. So when I want someone, I'm very impatient. I don't like to wait. What expectations did you have? I had pretty low expectations. I'd been told that first times aren't that great, so I was like, meh, it's probably gonna be not the best, you know? Where were you? Okay, so this is one of the good parts. On a college campus of a college we lived near, underneath a bubble tea shop, there was this broken down elevator. Yup, we did it in a broken down elevator. What was the context? We had kind of, what we would do is after school, we would just kind of walk around town and talk and find places to, mess with each other. So it was that kind of thing. How did you feel? Oh man, I was definitely excited, definitely eager, definitely nervous. Did it hurt? Yeah. I'm just a small person, so it hurts every time for me. So I'm used to it by now. It's not like I'm not like turned on enough or whatever. I'm just literally just I'm too small. Too small for dicks. Had we previously discussed having sex? We haven't really discussed it, but our bodies kind of discussed it. Was the encounter planned? No, we were just kind of walking, and we had been, messing around all over the town, and I was kind of done waiting. There wasn't really a trigger event. And I do not remember what we were wearing, but it was November in Michigan, so there was probably a lot of bundles we had to take off. Was there music playing? No, I prefer to listen to my partner's voice. I think that's the sexiest, thing you can listen to. Did you use protection? Yeah, we used a condom for once. I got on birth control really soon after, and condoms kind of fell out of style with us. Did you come? Did your partner? Well, my partner came in about 40 seconds. He wasn't a virgin, but his first time was kind of lackluster with a person he didn't like, and he told me that he was just taken aback by my nakedness, I guess. He was really cute. It's funny because I now know him as someone who lasts a really long time. So just to think that he was so excited that he came that quickly, I think is funny. He helped me out afterwards, of course. Immediately afterwards, we put on our clothes and we went back outside. And no, I wasn't disappointed. I wasn't like super duper excited about it. I was excited more about the fact that I knew it was just gonna get better from then on. Did I tell anyone? Hell yeah, I told all my friends because all my friends are like, when it came to sexual stuff, I was always the at the forefront of the group. I was always the sexual pioneer, I guess. I would tell them about my conquests. What was your relationship going forward? It was amazing, and it's still happening now. Yes, we are still in touch. I would hope we are, because we are still together. If I could do it over, would I change anything? Maybe I would make it in a bed, but I don't know. The elevator is kind of a fun story. If you could send a message back to your virgin self, I would tell my virgin self to not be as scared to bring up kinky stuff. You know, I would tell my virgin self to bring it up sooner because, you know, it took me a little bit, you know, because I was worried if that he would not be, you know, 100% into it. But guess what? He totally was. And now we do awesome stuff. And, you know, I just want to, you know, talk to my virgin self and be like, hint, hint, you can totally tell him to choke you. He'll love it. But yeah, no, that was the questionnaire. I'm just, I was bored tonight and I thought I would, ramble, I guess. Have a nice night. Bye.